Ahmadu wa salli ala Rasulil Kareem amma ba'd. As we had mentioned yesterday, the greatest gift which Allah Ta'ala has granted to us is that of Iman. And the worst sin disliked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kufr and shirk, to disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person should be very careful, he should not make any jokes regarding the matters of deen. A person mocks, for example, the beard or the miswak or the hijab. For example, a person does not practice on the miswak, he will be deprived of the great virtues. But if he mocks the miswak, then the person loses his iman. So any portion of our deen we should not mock, we should be very, very careful. Together with that, we should not show any honor and respect to any of the symbols of kufr and disbelief, whatever it is, whether especially their holidays, or their lifestyles, or their clothing, or any aspect related to them. So much so the ulama have mentioned, if for example, a person takes one egg, and he gives it to somebody, out of respect for the day of, for example, the Easter day, then even if a person has made 40 years of ibadat, all of this will be completely destroyed by the one action of his, because he has given respect to a sign, a symbol of kufr and disbelief. So Allah Ta'ala protect us from all of these forms. We should be very, very careful. Our iman is very valuable and we have to look after it. Together with this, we should be very careful in today's times, especially for the iman of our children, because in the schools, Darwin's theory of evolution is taught, which is complete kufr. If, for example, a Muslim teacher is teaching this theory and does not make rad and does not refute it, then the Muslim teacher also loses their iman, because they are speaking words of kufr, which is completely against the clear text of the Quran Sharif. So they have to be very careful. If the child believes it, or he writes it in his examinations, or they believe that this is correct, and he doesn't refute it, then to a person's iman is in great danger. So we have to be very careful about this. And today it is the way it is put. Many of our youngsters, unfortunately, Allah protect and save, they are falling out of iman, they are coming out with so much of doubt in their heart, when after leaving school, etc., or in the university. And the basic beliefs of Islam, that Allah Ta'ala is the creator of the heavens and the earth, it didn't come into existence just by one bang, or that Allah Ta'ala created human beings through Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, these basic beliefs are being attacked. So we have to be very careful. So one is, if we ourselves do not have it, but we are happy our children are learning kufr and shirk, and we are not stopping them from that environment, we are not preventing them, then our own iman is also in danger, because a person who loves kufr, he himself doesn't do kufr himself, but he loves kufr, is a great danger on his own iman. So we have to be very careful regarding this matter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Our buzurgs mentioned three simple cures for a protection of a person's iman. One is to make dua daily to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for protection of our iman. One is to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a person makes shukr, Allah will increase him. And thirdly, to be very careful of the company we keep in, by staying in the company of the righteous and pious, inshallah, by means of this, the person's iman is saved. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect my iman and the iman of every single ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.